Happy Tuesday out there, Team 42. It's your skipper here, Darius Dell, to present our macro minute for Tuesday, May 19th, 2026. As always, we'll start with the executive summary from today's lead-off morning note. So let's dive right in. Today's key macro question is, are investors too all in on AI? Our answer is perhaps. Bank of America's Global Fund Manager survey showed equity exposure surged to a net 50% overweight from 13% in the largest monthly increase on record, marking the most bullish positioning since the everything bubble peaked in January of 2022. Long semiconductors ranked as the most crowded trade at 73% of respondents. The survey provides evidence that our paradigm C, aka run it hot theme, is fully priced into the stock market and credit markets, with only 4% of investors now expecting a hard landing and expectations for double-digit EPS growth posting a record jump. Meanwhile, just 16% foresee the Fed rate hikes in 2026, alongside 66% expecting the Hormuz bottleneck to end within months. All told, we continue to highlight the risk that the Fed is gearing up to take steps to counter a U.S. economy that is being run too hot at the current juncture. If the Fed fails to take away the punch bowl, the highest probability outcome is that the stock market bubbles in line with our views from last fall. Refer to our September 24th leadoff morning note and December 13th around the horn for more details. And I'll tell you right now, the difference between an institutional investor who makes millions of dollars per annum to do this versus a novice retail investor sitting at home struggling to stay on the right side of market risk is the difference between having to make that choice now or listening to the wisdom of the crowd when the market decides it has to make the choice. You don't have to decide today whether the market will bubble or whether the market is about to pull back in a meaningful manner. You don't have to make that decision. It's far better, at least statistically speaking, to be the second investor in a confirmed trade rather than the first investor in a trade that hasn't been yet confirmed by other market participants. That's where type two errors live. You don't want type two errors. Those are the more hazardous errors from the perspective of tracking error, from the perspective of maximum drawdowns. You want to limit the errors that you make in your portfolio to small, manageable type one errors that come as a result of trying to listen to the wisdom of the crowd and staying on the right side of market risk, and ultimately the crowd having to change its mind on a time horizon that is shorter than you initially expected. That's fine. Those are okay. You don't want to have the market change its mind in a way that's counter to what you think by your lonesome, because that's when a bubble can run away from you if you're not long it, and that's when a bear market can run away from you if you're still long. So as always, we'll wrap up with a question from our community. This one's titled Source of Funds. Are gold and silver going through the source of funds rotation that we expected from Mag 7? I'm a little surprised by their continued weakness in light of sovereign debt risk, which is, as far as I can see, has not abated at all. Perhaps countries affected by oil instability are being forced to source liquidity. So the first thing I'll say is our views on gold in terms of it being the diversifier out of the geopolitically driven supply demand imbalance in the treasury bond market is the fact that it is a bond diversifier. What's happening to gold is several things. Starting back in late January is the nomination of Kevin Warsh for Fed chair really called into question the Federal Reserve's outlook, the structural outlook for the Federal Reserve's reaction function, particularly as it relates to the balance sheet and long-term outlook for monetary debasement here in the U.S. economy. So that was obviously a big issue. And then just an equally large, if not larger issue, is the fact that central banks around the world, particularly those that are most impacted by the closure of the Strait of Hormuz and their inability to source the FX reserves that they need to prevent balance of payments issues in their economies, they've taken to the market to sell gold, to raise funds, to protect their domestic industry. So you've had two issues that have been weighing on the price of gold from the perspective of the monetary policy cycle and also from the perspective of the liquidity cycle. And those are things that could actually get worse in the coming months should we see a Fed catch-up trade and or should the Strait of Hormuz remain closed longer than the median investor thinks it's likely to remain closed. So we'll wrap it up there. Terry's still here presenting our macro minute for Tuesday, May 19th, 2026. Best of luck out there today. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. Cheers.
Disclaimer, 42 Macro does not provide, and no portion of our content purports to be, individualized or specific investment advice. And 42 Macro does not provide investment advice to individuals. All information provided by 42 Macro is general in nature and is made without regard to individual levels of sophistication or investment experience, investment preferences, objectives, or risk parameters, and without regard to the suitability of the content for individuals or entities who may access it. No information provided by 42 Macro should be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any security or investment vehicle, nor should it be construed as tailored or specific to you or consumer thereof. You understand and agree that our content does not constitute specific recommendations of any particular investment, security, portfolio, transaction, or strategy, nor does it recommend any specific course of action is suitable for any specific person or entity or group of persons or entities. At any point in time, the employees of 42 Macro may own a portion of or all the ETF securities discussed in 42 Macro research content. 42 Macro research content is based upon information from sources believed to be reliable. 42 Macro is not responsible for errors, inaccuracies, or omissions of information, nor is it responsible for the accuracy or authenticity of the information upon which it relies.